Audio Gravity, 8th of July 2009, first link today, thebetterproject.org. Harnessing the collaborative power of the internet to make anything better. It comes with a simple premise. What do you want to make better? So you've got make, dash, better, go. There's loads of projects on there at the minute. Make the Better Project Better is the popular one. Make New York City better, make democracy better, make Facebook better, make SJB better, whatever that is. Make PHP better, recent better projects. So let's just click on one of these ones. Let's make New York City better. So you get a similar thing to the way that, what's that little add-on thing for websites where you can vote on particular topics? Can't remember the name of it now. But it looks very similar to that, where you can vote on ideas. You can submit an idea, you can share your project, you can tell people about it, so you can send it up to Facebook, wherever. There's a plus and minus on voting. Tax commuters that drive into Manhattan have the tolls into NYC vary with the time of day. Stop vendors from blocking narrow sidewalks. Very, very simple idea, very well put together. And I think it's powered by Kindling Idea Management and Innovation Platform. Next link today is over on free PDF cards. If you're one of those people who likes to change up their card quickly and often, go over to freepdfcards.com. You can change the font, you can bold it, you can put a dash in there, you can make the font size bigger or smaller, and then you can literally preview it, you can upload a logo, save it as a PDF, and off you go. Just go and get it, either get it printed from your printer or take it to a printer. It's ultra quick, ultra easy. Useful if you go to events and you want to rapidly knock a little card out. But if you're going to do this, please print it on eco-friendly paper or card, whichever you're going to use, or even disposable. Maybe it melts after a few hours, maybe it's ingestible, maybe you can eat it, that would be better. Next link is fashionary.org. Fashionary.org is this the world's first fashion sketchbook. Tailor-made for fashion designers, suitable for brainstorm, handy reference, all the usual stuff. It's amazing what you can do with a little bit of art, a little bit of culture, and a little bit of sort of pushing it at certain genres of the community. I've never seen a sketchbook that's laid out like this before, but it's pretty neat. Go check it out. It's fashionary.org, fashionary.org. Next link today is classic DOSgames.com. Now, a lot of you probably won't know what DOS is. It'll only be the ultra nerdy and old school that will remember about DOS games and PC gaming. This site currently hosts 160 in-browser DOS games. There's a whole ton of them on there, actually, that I don't even remember. But have a look through it, and you can play all these in the browser. That's the biggest difference about these, is you don't have to download anything. Next link is something I've been looking at for quite some time, probably about a month and a half now, with a Russian company who've been developing stuff for the last couple of years. And they've finally made a really good 3D engine for Flash in browser. And they've released a game called Tanki, T-A-N-K-I, online. And it's currently in open test, so you can go on there and test playing against each other. And they don't have a publisher, and they basically just said, right, we're going to build a game engine, we're going to make a 3D vector-based super speedy engine that will work in browser, and then they've released it themselves. It's definitely going to show you the future of gaming if a group of lads can get together, make a game without a publisher, publish it online, and you have very minimum requirements for the end user to actually play the game. You know, if they can log into a browser, off you go. A really cool idea. Final link today is over on Mozzie.com. Mozzie are a backup service. I actually use another one called Carbonite at the moment because they allow you to unlimited compared to Mozzie. But saying that, I heard that maybe Mozzie are doing the same thing, if not doing it already. Last week, but I think the pricing structure is a lot different. But they posted earlier on this week, on the 2nd of July, about how much space is stored over on Mozzie. Currently, there's 15 plus petabytes that they store, which is a shit ton. Visualizing the petabyte age, there are 1.5 billion computer users worldwide. Worldwide computer usage increased 342%. from 2000-2008, and they've got this whole big sort of map, graphic map, that you should go down and have a look at. It's pretty hardcore. Right, guys, I'll catch you tomorrow. Have a really good weekend. Cheers. Bye.